What happens when you love someone and yet you know the best thing for them is to let them go? 2 years ago, Jennifer Garcia, she asked that I not use her real name, found herself unexpectedly pregnant. She was a 20-year-old college student working to support herself, and her then-boyfriend made it clear that he wanted nothing to do with being a father. Jennifer felt she had no one to turn to.
I knew right from the beginning I wouldn't tell anyone. My mom, my whole life, told me there's no reason you should ever get pregnant, ever, like while you're young. I'm very close to my mom, but I didn't want to tell her because she had such high hopes for me. She sees the whole world in me, and I know that, and I just didn't want to make her cry. I knew from the beginning that she was a girl. I always knew she was a girl. I became attached to my daughter as soon as I could feel her kicking, as soon as I could feel her move. She was very active, I felt. I would always think of a soccer player just in my head, just because she's constantly kicking me. It was always when I was laying down, always when I was ready to go to sleep. She always felt awake and undeniable. She was very flat. She never like popped out until the very last couple weeks where I was having a hard time hiding it. And I always carried a pillow in front of me. I remember at home, like, I became very attached to things in front of me. But it's weird that I always had that habit even as a child, so she never thought it was weird. And I see my parents almost every day. They never noticed. All those months that I was pregnant, I was the only one that knew. I would look at single mothers, or I would think of my own, like growing up with my mom not ready. For a long time, my mom was single. And when I thought about raising her myself, I knew that she would have to come along for this ride that I wasn't prepared for and make a million mistakes because I didn't have any money, because I didn't have people to help, because I knew that after a while, they'd get tired. It wouldn't be the excitement of her being new and a baby. She would be a 2-year-old. She would be annoying. My family doesn't come from money. They couldn't support me. And to put that burden on my parents was not fair to anybody. Every time I thought of a reason on keeping her, it was selfish and it was unfair. And I couldn't do that. When I found out, immediately I grabbed the phone book for an abortion clinic just to find out basically what would I go through if I chose that. And after I learned that, I knew that wasn't something I was going to do. I could already start to feel her, and I didn't have it in me to get rid of it. As much as I was paranoid about my parents or ever anybody finding out, and this really nice girl on the phone, she's the first one that even gave me the thought of adoption. When they told me about the open adoption is when I made my decision. And when they said I could see the families and pick the families, I just couldn't believe it. I was so excited. I chose this one. I meet with this family and I like them. I feel good about them. I just loved the mother. She was independent and strong and accomplished, yet she was a housewife. When I thought of my daughter, I wanted her to be proud of her mother. And I thought, I'm already proud of this woman. They left and I said this was it, that they were going to be the family that was going to raise my child. I had a coworker who was a doula. And I would always ask her stories, but when I became pregnant, I started asking her more in detail, like, what do the women go through? Because then I started getting scared about labor, because this whole time I was figuring I was just going to do it by myself. And so she knew. She said one day I had a glow, and she's like, you're pregnant, aren't you? And I go, yeah, I need your help. She's the first one I told, and that was 4 weeks before I had my daughter. And she would talk to her own mother. She respected my wish of my parents not finding out. She knew both my parents. But as soon as they found out that I was not going to keep my child, they took it upon themselves to go and tell my mother. And that was the worst thing that happened through the whole ordeal. My mom wouldn't talk to me or see me. She didn't want to hear it. She just was hurt and disappointed and shocked and angry. And she was angry. She was mad. I was so sad. My mom, one day she called me and she goes, "Do you want to meet for lunch?" And I said, "Yes." And what I wanted to tell my mom at that lunch, what I wanted to explain to her was that I was sorry and that it wasn't anything that she did or didn't do that caused this. It was my own doing and my own immaturity and my own, basically my own. And I didn't ever want her to feel like she had failed. It was a pretty heavy lunch. And we cried and we talked about it, and she was so good right after that. She just wanted to take care of me and wanted to know everything. And what she did at that point, she just accepted the situation, and never ever did she give her own thoughts on my decision. I gave birth to her on May 12th at 4:20 in the morning. It was Mother's Day of that year, of 2002. And I just remember thinking that was so weird that she'd be born on Mother's Day, and how hard that was. And just my mom was at my birth. I call my mom and I'm like, "Okay, this is getting pretty hard." And she came right away. I remember my mom walked in and I just look at her and I'm like, "I'm so sorry." I'm like, "I'm sorry you're here." Me and my mom make fun of people who have their parents at their birth. And there I was calling my mom, and I needed her. And she came by herself and she held my hand. And at that time, I was fine. And I can't even describe it. She was 6 pounds, 6 ounces, just the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. And I really think she's the most beautiful thing ever to exist on the planet. When my mom held her for the first time, she just started to cry. She doesn't cry very much or over too many things. She's very, very tough. I don't think she even could believe it, the way she felt when she held her. She loved her just like a grandmother. My mom didn't hold back at all. During that time, everyone was getting nervous. They kept keeping me in the hospital. My daughter didn't leave my side. We would stay up all night. I would hold her, and I knew that at any moment I could just pull the whole thing. I could just say, "Forget it, I can't do this." And I would just think, of course I wanted to take her home. But what about the next day and in a month from now? And again, it was not about me. It wasn't about my mom. It was about her and her life, not her right now. And that day that I placed her, that was the first time I lost it. They started to dress her because she was leaving. They like put a coat on her and put her in the car seat, and they all left the room so that I could just say goodbye. And I just held her and I talked to her. I just wanted her to know that she would always know me and that I was her mother, and that no one could take that from me, and no one ever would. And that I prayed every day that I lived that she would understand my decision. The last thing I said to her was that I loved her more than anything. Going home that night, I just sat on the couch and I cried and I screamed, and I felt like someone had wrapped their hands around my body, and I was suffocating. And my dad like saw me or heard me, I don't remember, and put me to bed and watched me the rest of the night. I don't know how it is going to be for me in my future. I've always dreamed of being a mom. And now I don't know if I could. I feel she would say to me one day, how could you have kids? You didn't keep me. At the moment, yeah, I do wonder if the guilt and the shame will ever go away. Besides my own pain with dealing with this without seeing my own daughter, the fact that I've denied my mother her grandchild is something that I live with every day. After I gave birth, after she saw her, held her, my mom is torn. She's so sad. And this is what I always try to explain to my mom is I'm not a part of her life. I didn't give her up. I just allowed someone who wouldn't make the same mistakes as I would with her, someone who was prepared. It was not because I wasn't willing to give her my whole life. It was because I wanted her to have more than I could offer her. I felt she was better than that.
Jennifer Garcia sees her daughter once a month, and the adoptive parents ask Jennifer to choose the baby's middle name. Jennifer named her after her mother.